Welcome to the podcast we call Soul Chaser, featuring stories from the book by the same name, Soul Chaser. This is Jordan Rich, and by my side is author Lauren Decker. We want to spend time with you today at soul level, awakening our spirits to the simple and beautiful idea that God is love and love is everywhere.
I saw this once before, a picture in my mind, colors in the air. Lovers in a dance, love is everywhere. Love is everywhere.
And now, today's installment of Soul Chaser.
Hello everyone, Jim Deering here, and welcome to Soul Chaser, Stories with a Purpose by Lauren Paul Decker, about how God shows himself and his grace in everyday things. Today's story is about a little boy caught up in a troubled world. It's called Scrambles and Eggs. Our nighttime routine is pretty consistent. My wife, Amanda, sends me upstairs with our two small boys while she cleans up the downstairs and fields the protests from my almost teenager daughter, who thinks she ought to be granted more awake time to be spent on her iPad tablet. "I'm not tired," she complains. "But I am," says Amanda. I'm not certain whether preteens ever do get tired. Oh, that's right, they do, in the morning, when getting out of the same bed they avoided like the plague just hours before is nigh impossible. I'm not sure of what they're afraid they're going to miss if they retire too early. I'm usually dog-tired, and the game on television barely keeps me awake. In other words, not much is happening. But I must say, putting the boys to bed offers me a don't-miss moment each night while we wait for Mom to come tuck them in. The other night, 4-year-old Rory wore a long face at bedtime. I assumed he was getting a case of preteen blues, that he wasn't tired and wanted more playtime. I asked him what was troubling him. "I'm sad," he said softly. "Well, why are you sad?" I pulled him up on my knee and asked him the question. "I'm sad," he said softly. "Why are you sad?" I pulled him up on my knee as I asked him the question. "I am sad because Santa Claus is sad." "And why is Santa sad?" I asked, really wanting to know. "Because he's dead," came the matter-of-fact answer. My little human being was processing his post-Christmas feelings. He felt a sense of sadness due to the death, perceived or actual, of someone that was special to him. I believe my son is an initial reflection of growing up in our pandemic world. He can't explain it, but it's reality. People are dying daily by the score, and he is instructed to wear a mask when he ventures out of the house, to be kept safe from the killer virus. It's all seemingly as mythical as old Santa himself. A television screen and a face mask keeping unseen deadly trouble at bay. Rory can't comprehend the magnitude of the COVID-19 death toll. He just knows that it's big. So in his young mind, he attacked death to the biggest thing he knew, Santa. I guess Saint Nick is sad after all. "It's okay, Rory. I'm sad, too. It's a sad world." As he drifts off to sleep, he calls me to his bedside. "Dad." "I'm right here," I answered back. "Can we have scrambles and eggs in the morning?" "Sure," I replied softly. Scrambles and eggs are his favorite. At the end of the day, this very big, unexplainable world sustains us with small tastes of little things that matter most. I love that little boy with a love stronger than death and bigger than Santa Claus.
This has been Soul Chaser. We hope this program has caused you to consider the vastness of God's love for you. Nothing is going to change that reality, but love can certainly change you. Remember, love is everywhere, and God is love. For more stories with a purpose, pick up a copy of Soul Chaser, Devotions to Anchor the Soul, available on our website, soulchaserbook.com, or find it at amazon.com. This is Jordan Rich for Lauren Decker and Soul Chaser. See you next time.